From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. U.S. Secretary of State affirms to keep supporting development in the Asian region. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi pushes ASEAN Regional Forum to the right track. Now the news in detail. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his Indonesian counterpart Minister Retno Marsudi attended the Asian Post-Ministerial Conference session during the Association of Southeast Asian Nations or ASEAN Ministers meeting in Jakarta on Friday. On the occasion, Antony Blinken appreciated Indonesia's leadership in the Association of Southeast Asian Nations or ASEAN 2023. He pointed out that the U.S. has good relations with countries in the region and hopes for further cooperation with them.
Our relationship with ASEAN is at the heart of our engagement in the Indo-Pacific, a region that more than any other will shape the trajectory of the 21st century. Both the U.S. Indo-Pacific strategy and the ASEAN outlook on the Indo-Pacific underscore ASEAN's centrality. And we share a vision of an Indo-Pacific that is free, open, prosperous, secure, connected, and resilient. And what does that mean? That means a region where countries are free to choose their own path and their own partners, where problems are dealt with openly.
Furthermore, the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken also conveyed that the U.S. is working hard to increase cooperation with countries in the Asian region in various fields, such as developing transportation, empowering women, environment, and energy. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi viewed the importance of ensuring the Asian Regional Forum, or ARF, runs on the right track in her remarks at the opening of the 30th ASEAN Regional Forum in Jakarta on Friday. She pointed out that it was first established in 1994 to map the regional security architecture after the Cold War by promoting steps to build trust through dialogue and consultation. However, the situation has changed a lot today. According to Minister Retno, the regional security landscape is much different. Increasingly sharp rivalries continue to destroy the nations. Besides, she further conveyed that the challenges are becoming more complicated with the development of non-traditional security challenges such as terrorism, human trafficking, and maritime piracy. Retno Marsudi said, "The ASEAN Regional Forum must be a vehicle to achieve peace aggressively in order to prevent conflicts arising in the region."
Therefore, getting the ARF right is a matter of urgency. We must turn trust deficit into strategic trust by continuing promoting norms of self-restraint and the non-use of force.
Nevertheless, Minister Retno Marsudi also explained this effort could not be carried out only on the basis of norms, but every cooperation framework must also bring direct benefits to the people. Therefore, Indonesia continues to push for the implementation of the Asian outlook on the Indo-Pacific.
It not only gives economic impact, but also provides strategic habit of cooperation in the current geopolitical settings.
Furthermore, Minister Retno Marsudi also invited ASEAN Regional Forum to start moving towards preventive diplomacy. According to Minister Retno Marsudi, this aims to make ERF more responsive in overcoming security challenges in the region. And the series of the 56th ASEAN Ministers Meet, Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi met the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the ASEAN Post-Ministerial Conference session in Jakarta on Friday. She conveyed that the United States is an important partner for countries in the region. She hopes that the meeting of the Ministers of Foreign Affairs resulted in a new commitment for further concrete cooperation between the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, and the United States, even contributing to peace and stability in the region.
And this year, ASEAN starts to mainstream the implementation of ASEAN Outlook on the Indo-Pacific with all our partners, including the U.S. Strategic approaches of inclusive cooperation, habit of dialogue must always be upheld by ASEAN, and we do hope that the partners will also do the same. We believe that the U.S. will continue to support ASEAN centrality and reinforce ASEAN position as epicentrum of growth. Secretary Blinken, collaboration is our only compass toward an inclusive regional architecture, and we welcome all nations to join us in forging the interaction within the Indo-Pacific. Therefore, ASEAN Outlook on the Indo-Pacific was created as our united resolve for this region.
Besides, Minister Retno Marsudi also explained that achieving peace, stability, and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific would not only give victory regionally but also globally. Therefore, as a comprehensive strategic partner of ASEAN, the United States plays an important role in realizing these aspirations. She further said that ASEAN thus needs the role of the United States to become a significant contributor to the Indo-Pacific. The East Asia Summit, or EAS, consists of 18 countries, namely the Association of Southeast Asian Nations members and partners, consisting of the United States, China, Russia, Japan, India, Australia, Korea, and New Zealand. East Asia Summit is an inclusive forum for discussing dynamics in the region and the world. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, at the opening of the East Asia Summit Foreign Ministers meeting in Jakarta on Friday, affirmed that it must contribute to realizing collective aspirations, namely a region that is peaceful, stable, and inclusive.
The Indo-Pacific must not only become a net contributor of growth, but also a net contributor for peace that projects our paradigm of collaboration to other regions. We owe our people concrete results. EAS must contribute toward our collective wish and the Indo-Pacific as the peaceful, stable, and inclusive region.
Moreover, the meeting emphasized the important role of the East Asia Summit as a platform for cooperation and dialogue in promoting stability, peace, and prosperity in the region. Wide support is given to the centrality of ASEAN, the implementation of the ASEAN Outlook in the Indo-Pacific, and the implementation of the 5-point consensus on the issue of Myanmar. The meeting agreed on the document of East Asia Summit Plan of Action 2024-2028, which contains identification of areas of practical cooperation and supports the mainstreaming and implementation of the ASEAN Outlook on the Indo-Pacific within the framework of East Asia Summit. Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Informatics launched a series of digital literacy workshops themed Fighting Misinformation for a Healthy Election in 8 cities ahead of the 2024 general election. The ministry launched the activity along with 2 government institutions and 2 private organizations. According to Director General for Informatics Application at the ministry, Samuel Pangerapan, through a statement issued on Friday, digital literacy is basic knowledge that the people should have, especially ahead of the general election. He also said, to this end, the government needs to develop a shield to repel hoaxes with digital literacy, critical thinking, and fact-checking. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is still awaiting for a response from Russian President Vladimir Putin on a proposal to extend a deal allowing Ukraine grain exports safe passage through the Black Sea corridor. UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric said it on Friday. As quoted by voanews.com, sources told Reuters Guterres wrote to Putin on Tuesday asking him to extend the Black Sea deal in return for connecting a subsidiary of Russia's agricultural bank, Rosselhozbank, to the international payment system, SWIFT. However, still there's been no reply. UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric told reporters when asked about the negotiation that the UN is also waiting for a response to the letter. The U.S. is beefing up its use of fighter jets around the strategic Straits of Hormuz to protect ships from Iranian seizures. A U.S. senior defense official said Friday, the U.S. is increasingly concerned about the growing ties between Iran, Russia, and Syria across the Middle East. As reported by ArabNews.com, speaking to Pentagon reporters, the official said the U.S. will send F-16 fighter jets to the Gulf region this weekend to augment the A-10 attack aircraft that have been patrolling there for more than a week. The move comes after Iran tried to seize 2 oil tankers near the strait last week, opening fire on one of them. The defense official said the F-16s will give air cover to the ships moving through the waterway and increase the military visibility in the area as a deterrent to Iran. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The first news comes from Central Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara. The Regency Government of Central Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara made a record for successfully holding the Begawe Jelo Nyesek Festival or Mass Weaving in the Sukarara Tourism Village. The recognition was given by the Indonesian World Record Museum Muri recently. Central Lombok Regional Secretary Lalu Aknal Afandi said Thursday that with this award, it is hoped that the weavers will continue to be enthusiastic about continuing their work so as to support the increase in the economic growth of the people in Central Lombok. He also hopes that the weavers will continue to improve the quality of the traditional woven fabrics they produce. In addition, the empowerment of weavers must continue both from the village government, regional government, provincial, and central governments. The Begawe Jelo Nyesek event was attended and carried out by 2,023 weavers who are residents of the Sukarara Weaving Tourism Village, Jonggat District, Central Lombok. The next news comes from Banda Aceh, Aceh Province. The international parade featuring a variety of traditional clothing from various countries closed the 6th International Food Festival at Syah Kuala University in Banda Aceh, Aceh Province. Deputy Chancellor for Student Affairs and Entrepreneurship at the University, Professor Mustanir, in Banda Aceh said Wednesday that the international parade, which took place from July the 9th to 11th, was part of introducing world cultural diversity to local students and Achenese. He explained that currently there are many foreign students at Syah Kuala University where their presence is invaluable for learning from one another and getting to know cultures of other nations. Apart from the international parade, the festival also presents activities such as international cooking demonstrations, mini games, beauty talk shows, and music entertainment. The 6th International Food Festival of Syah Kuala University in Banda Aceh, themed Spicing Up the World, presents dozens of special culinary delights from various countries in Southeast Asia to Africa. The last news comes from Surabaya, East Java. 8 countries and 9 regions in Indonesia will take part in the 2023 Surabaya Cross Culture International Folk Art Festival to be held from July the 6th until 20th in the provincial capital of East Java Province, Surabaya. The head of the Surabaya City Culture, Youth and Sports and Tourism Office, Wiwi Widayati, in a statement in Surabaya Tuesday said the participants from overseas, including from Greece, India, South Korea, Mexico, the Philippines, Sri Lanka, Uzbekistan, and France, while the participants from Indonesia come from 8 provinces, including Bangka Belitung, Bali, and Jakarta. The 16th Cross-Cultural Art Festival presents a variety of works of art, such as dance, music, and theater, from various regions in Indonesia, as well as displays of dance arts expression from abroad. Wiwi Widayati said the purpose of this activity was to build relations through arts and culture. That was news from across Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's 5 super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice. and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on July 15, 1927 about the July Revolution in Austria. The July Revolution of 1927, also known as the Vienna Palace Fire, was a major riot which started on July 15, 1927 in the Austrian capital, Vienna. The riot culminated with police forces opening fire on the angry crowd that killed 89 protesters and 5 policemen. More than 600 demonstrators and around 600 police were injured. The clashes were the result of conflict between the Austrian Social Democratic Party and a right-wing alliance including wealthy industrialists and the Catholic Church. A memorial sign to the victims was established at the Vienna Zentralfriedhof, a plaque in the Palace of Justice inaugurated by President Heinz Fischer in 2007. Let's move to another event of 1955 when the Mainau Declaration was signed. The Mainau Declaration was one of two socio-political appeals from Nobel laureates participating in a Nobel Laureate Meeting, the annual gathering of young scientists in the German city of Lindau from July 11 to the 15. The Mainau Declaration was an appeal against the use of nuclear weapons, initiated and drafted by German nuclear scientists Otto Hahn and Max Born. The declaration was circulated at the 5th Nobel Summit and presented on the island of Mainau on July 15, 1955. The declaration was originally signed by 18 Nobel laureates. Within a year, the number of supporters had increased to 52 Nobel Prize winners. We end today in history with the event of World Youth Skills Day. In 2014, the United Nations General Assembly declared July 15 as World Youth Skills Day to celebrate the strategic importance of equipping young people with skills for employment, decent work, and entrepreneurship. February 2015, this was carried out as a form of UN concern over the high global unemployment rate in 2013. Based on the data in the letter, the number of unemployed youth in 2013 is estimated to 74.5 million. Most unemployment figures come from developing countries. It is hoped that the establishment of Youth Skills Day can reduce the global unemployment rate in every country. The General Assembly confirmed to all members of the United Nations that it has an important role to play in meeting the needs and aspirations of young people. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia. Thank you.
hari. Sekian bintang cakrawala. Apanya kita saja yang bernyawa lahir. Kita semua tak berdaya. Lalu hidup kita mesti berupaya. Dan dewasa terpaksa memikul rea. Banyak yang aku takkan tahu, yang kamu takkan juga tahu jawabannya. Sejenak berhenti bertanya. Nikmati saja waktu yang kita punya. Nikmati saja waktuku yang ku punya. Mustahil untukku pahammu. Tak sepenuhnya kau pun memahamiku. Tak tahu, mungkin memang nari kita. Mungkin bila semua aku paham. Rasa ini tak menarik lagi. Banyak yang aku takkan tahu, yang kamu takkan juga tahu jawabannya. Sejenak berhenti bertanya. Nikmati saja waktu yang kita punya. Nikmati saja. Aku tak pernah tahu kemana pergi jiwaku saat tidur tubuhku. Hidup dan segala misterinya. Bolehkah ku terjang denganmu? Banyak yang aku takkan tahu, yang kamu takkan juga tahu jawabannya. Sejenak berhenti bertanya. Nikmati saja waktu yang kita punya.
Still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on government encourages completion of 5 strategic issues in Indonesia-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for the Economy Erlangga Hartarto said there were 5 strategic issues that must be resolved immediately so that negotiations on the Indonesia-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement can be completed by the end of this year. Erlangga Hartarto conveyed this after attending a limited meeting on the completion of the agreement negotiations. Quoting setcap.co.id, Minister Erlangga explained, the first strategic issue was related to the government procurement. Erlangga revealed that the European Union requested that the government purchase be carried out openly. According to the minister, Indonesia would prepare a positive list of goods that could be provided for international access. The second issue is related to state-owned enterprises. The coordinating minister for the economy said the European Union hoped that there would be no discrimination in cooperation with state-owned enterprises that did not receive special assignments. Erlangga explained, for commercial purposes, which is based on business to business, currently are still being negotiated. According to him, this means that Indonesia is actually giving access to state-owned enterprises that are commercial in nature. The third issue is related to export duties. The coordinating minister for the economy said, Indonesia continues to develop its domestic industry, so it will not let go export duties. The fourth issue concerns standardization of environmentally sound products. Erlangga said that Indonesia asked Europe to open up a bigger market in this regard. According to Erlangga, Indonesia emphasizes that the importance of standardization, such as for furniture, which is the timber verification and legality system, and for palm oil, which is the Indonesian Sustainable Palm Oil Certification, or the Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil. The last concerns strategic issues regarding investment dispute resolution. Erlangga said that Indonesia is pushing for the settlement of the dispute to refer to the International Center of Settlement of Investment Disputes, which is the most appropriate for Indonesia. That was my Indonesia Today.
Oh God, is it too much to ask? Or is it just the wrong ones I keep asking for? Or perhaps it's me who seeks home, who needs a bit of warmth. Yet I stand too close to the sun, and I'm sure it's me who seeks light to make it through the night. Yet I burn the candle on the both ends, and I finally see all the dots connected, the picture's complete. Now I see what I've done, but I failed to carry what I thought it might be. The picture's complete. I understand more.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to Papua, which has a lot of interesting marine tourism spots. One of them is a beach tour on Harlem Beach, which is located in the village of Tablanusu, Depepre District, Jayapura Regency, Papua Province. Harlem Beach is the prettiest one in Jayapura, Indonesia. Harlem Beach is a long stretch of white sand and green hills as the backdrop of the beach. With clear water, visitors can see the colorful corals from the surface of the water. This beach is perfect for those of you who like diving. Coral reefs, sea fish, and other marine life can be found when you snorkel. The waves of this beach are not too big because the beach is a bay area. There are many coconut and sago trees that grow on the beach, making the atmosphere very shady, accompanied by a slow breeze. At Harlem Beach, visitors can also enjoy tourism activities, such as sunbathing, fishing, and even playing beach volleyball. Harlem Beach also has a freshwater pool, which is about 7 meters from the beach. The condition of this area is unique because a beach with salt seawater is directly adjacent to a freshwater pool. In fact, many tourists who visit this beach often rinse their bodies in this freshwater pool after being satisfied to play in the sea. In this pool, where the water is very clear, there are also several types of fish. The local people say the pool was formed naturally hundreds of years ago. Harlem Beach has great charm, especially at sunset. The breezy wind will be the perfect companion when enjoying the sunset. The situation on Harlem Beach, which is very quiet and calm, actually makes it attractive for tourists. For those of you who want to travel to Harlem Beach, you must first go to a pier in Papua, known as Depepre, which is about 48 kilometers from Jayapura City. After you reach the pier, you can then continue your journey to get to Harlem Beach location by using a boat with a maximum capacity of 10 people. For the cost of the round-trip crossing, you have to pay from 300,000 to 400,000 rupiah, or from 20 to 27 US dollar. For those of you who are looking for peace and quietness, Harlem Beach is the right choice for your holiday destination. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Stripes and lonely, hiding, wishing, waiting. Well, I am, here I am. I'm standing still, stare at you only. Everything has bloomed. All I want is just to stay. You can't shake me, I will never dare. Bounds, come back and call it out.
Listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOA listener, today's edition of miscellany, I'm going to take you to the event of exploring the enchantment of spices fruit in East Belitung Regency that has again passed and entered Karisma Event Nusantara, which is a program from the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy in 2023. Head of the East Belitung Regency Culture and Tourism Office, Evi Nardi, explained, the event passed in 2023 after going through quite a long curation stage from several independent curators. She also explained that the curation was based on 5 areas of assessment, including tourism and the creative economy, innovation and creativity, event management, strategy and collaboration, as well as base development and marketing. This year, exploring the enchantment of East Belitung spices fruit will be held from September 2nd to the 6th, 2023. Of the Exploring the Enchantment of East Belitung Spices route, one of the series of events that has been done is the Spice Figure Costume Workshop. The workshop presented guest speaker Ivan Fanani from Jember Fashion Carnival, who is also the 10 best events in the Charisma Event Nusantara. The Spice Figure Costume Workshop activity aims to improve the quality of human resources in East Belitung, as well as to make the East Belitung Spice Route Enchantment Exploration event successful. Exploring the enchantment of the East Belitung Spice Route 2023 carries the theme Trails of Sea Otter Civilization. This theme was taken because the Sea Urang, or better known as Sawang tribe, are a sea tribe in East Belitung that have made a major contribution to civilization and the long history of the Indonesian and world spice routes. In addition to the workshop, Exploring the Enchantment of the East Belitung Spice Route will present micro, small, and medium enterprises products, a parade of spice figures, entertainment, and a spice vlog contest. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia.
Don't cry, snowman, not in front of me. Who'll get your tears if you can't catch me, darling? If you can't catch me, darling. Don't cry, snowman, don't leave me this way. A puddle of water can't hold me close, baby. To know that I'm never leaving, 'cause I miss the snow till death will be freezing. Yeah, you are my home for all seasons. So come on, let's go. Let's go below zero and hide from the sun. I love you forever, oh, we'll have some fun. Yes, let's hit the North Pole and we'll have a leap. Please don't cry no tears now, it's Christmas, baby. My snowman. Cry a snowman, don't you fear the sun. Who'll carry me without legs to run, honey? Without legs to run, honey. Don't cry a snowman, don't you shed a tear. Will you hear my secrets if you don't have ears, baby? If you don't have ears, baby. I want you to know that I miss the snow till death will be freezing. Yeah, you are my home for all seasons. So come on, let's go. Let's go below zero and hide from the sun. I love you forever, oh, we'll have some fun. Yes, let's hit the North Pole and we'll have a leap. Please don't cry no tears now, it's Christmas, baby. My snowman.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice. and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song of a pop song actually entitled Tertawan Hati by Audela and accompanied by Gempo Gendis. Tertawan Hati is a viral song popularized by an Indonesian young singer, Audela. Since its release in July 2022, this song has been frequently played on various streaming platforms to get tens of millions of attention from netizens. Tertawan Hati tells about a decision in a relationship which, on one hand, one lover wants to keep the relationship, but on the other hand, she is tired of his or her partner and cannot afford to live alone. Well, listener, here is Audela featuring Gempo Gendis with the song Tertawan Hati. Enjoy!
Coba sepenuh hati untuk menjadi malaikat, menepikan perasaan, runtuhkan egoku, namun sayapku remuk. Bila ku tanya pada diriku, mengapa aku bertahan menerima keadaan yang tak baik saja, memaksakan segalanya.
Tak mampu ku menyerah, tak tahu
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.